In the Makom HaMikdash, he says, Ein zeki im beis Elokim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. He wakes up, wow, I didn't realize. Ein zeki im beis Elokim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. See, Esther Lichtenstein. I don't say, base, bias, shar, those are opposites. A bias is a place you go to, while a shar is a place you go through. A bias is a house, it's a goal. It's where I go to. A shar is a gate to go through, to get what's after the shar. So Rav Lichtenstein explains the Makom HaMikdash, and really every spiritual experience that we have in life has to be both a bias and a shar. It has to be a bias, it has to be a goal. It has to be, we look at it and like say, wow. But then we have to use that for a shar. We have to use that to go through. We have to use that to take it to the next level. The next shlav, the next darga on the ladder. It has to be a bias and it has to be a shar. That was the Makom HaMikdash. That was Yerushalayim. So let's spend the next few moments trying to appreciate bias, shar, what Yerushalayim means to us, should mean to us, what we're yearning for. We should take an extra few seconds over the next couple of weeks when we're in the brachas of Yerushalayim Yerucha, as Semach David. The more we yearn, as we'll see Bez Hashem at the end of the shiur, the more we yearn, the better chance we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to us. So why was this makom chosen? What is it about that spot, Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, that makes it so special? So on the one hand, it has nothing to do with us. It's inborn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we just accept. We just accept. Right? The Medrash tells us in source number one, Kishem Shatibur Azen Nasun Be'emsa Ha'ish, Kach Eretz Yisrael Tibur Shalolam. Your Eretz Yisrael is the middle, the Tibur. Tibur is the belly button. So it doesn't have to be geographic middle. But the belly button has the umbilical cord. It gives nourishment to the child. Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in particular gives nourishment to the whole world. And the Medrash continues, but it also says in the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Evan Ashesia Mimenu Hushtat Ha'olam. The world was formed. The world was created from that. What gives unique special quality to that spot? Because Hashem decided. Hashem said the world's going to be created from that spot. The Sefer HaChinuch says that's why we have the Makom HaMikdash is right there. Why? It's special, it's unique, and it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Medrash tells us in Parshas Chayasara, in source number 4, right? Avram Fried made this Medrash famous. Yerushalayim, Orah Shel Olam. There's a spiritual aura that comes even before, maybe even before the world. Remember the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The 7 items that were created before the world was created. One of them was Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, the center of spiritual existence, existed before the world was created. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem decided that that spot, he's going to imbue it with special qualities. Right? According to one Medrash, Adam was created from that spot. The Afar from that spot. Right? The Targum in source number 5. V'tavar Afra be'asar beis Makdasha. He took Afar from the Makom HaMikdash. Or from the Makom HaMizbeach, Rashi quotes. So there's something unique and special that has nothing to do with us, so to speak. If you look in Navi, David HaMelech, he sets up his Malchus for 7 years. He's Melech in Chevron, everything is going fine and well, and all of a sudden, I have to move. Nowhere in the Psukim, either in Sefer Shmuel, or in Divrei HaYamim, where we have the parallel Psukim, nowhere does it say why David moved. 7 years, his last 33 years as a Melech, I need to go to Yerushalayim. Why? Because there's a pull. There's some type of spiritual magnetism that's pulling David HaMelech to Yerushalayim. So what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. But as we know, there was a major event at that spot as well. And to put it in the words of Rev Soloveitchik, Shitef Avraham Avinu im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Hakdashas HaRabbis. Avraham Avinu took part in the sanctification in the Hakdosh of Harabais by performing the Akedah in that spot. The Torah tells us, turning the page, source number 9, Vayomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kachnas binchas yichidcha asher ahavta, Avram, take your son, your unique child, asher ahavta, Yitzchak, v'lech lecha Eretz HaMoriah. Only twice in Tanakh do we have the phrase Eretz Har HaMoriah. Only twice, right? Or Eretz HaMoriah, here by the Akedah, and in Divrei Hayom in Makom HaMikdash. Avram Avinu, through the Maisa HaAkedah, created a spot that for generations we daven towards, we daven for, we yearn for. What is it then about that act that imbued Yerushalayim with Kedusha for eternity? Maybe if we analyze a little bit about the Akedah, we could learn about Yerushalayim and learn the messages of what Yerushalayim symbolizes to all of us throughout the generations, personally, individually, and nationally. We'll have 3 ideas, which will hopefully at the end bridge into one composite idea. Message number 1, that we learn from the Akedah, which in turn teaches us about Yerushalayim. Says Rav Dessler, Avram Avinu had to overcome 3 contradictions, 3 challenges to his emunah in order to succeed in the Akedah. Says Rav Dessler, number 1, source number 12. Ulam yesh b'china elyona mizu. Mesiris nefesh ruchanis. What kind of mesiris nefesh Avram Avinu had to do? Hikir Avram Avinu. Shebekimo tzivuizeh yevatel v'yistor b'mo yadav. As kol ma'ashepol b'shetach haruchani b'chayav. This one act, says Rav Dessler, is going to undermine everything that Avram Avinu has done in his entire life. In terms of spreading monotheism. In terms of rejecting child sacrifices. In terms of everything he's done, you have to stop this. That's an nefesh ha'rasu b'charan. As the Rambam describes in the beginning, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, at length, the spiritual parade that Avram Avinu gathered and took. It was unbelievable. Avram Avinu, everybody knew. Avram Ivri, he was the only one. No child sacrifices, the God of kindness, of Racham and Chesed, and he's the Manig. And in 1 second, through the Akedah, he will undermine everything. What a hypocrite. Do as I say, not as I do, they will say about Avram Avinu. Hayagir Gerim, Beherolam Lushmar Derech Hashem, Lasu Stakul Mishpa. This is what Avram Avinu did his whole life. Leaving me this a chesed. Lachem neged avodas elilim. Shedar shach ravis b'nei Adam. How did he do that? What drove Avram to be able to overcome the act that will ruin his entire worldview and what he's trying to do his whole life? 1, 2. A second challenge he had to overcome. A mefurish promise from HaKadosh Baruch. Rashi writes this at the end of Parshas Vayera. HaKadosh Baruch already told Avram, Ki bi Yitzchak, yikari lecha zara. In Yitzchak, this child, he's the one that I'm going to create a nation through, this child. And now Hashem says, kill him. Kill him, destroy it. No question. Just do. So it's going to undermine his whole entire hashpah that he's had in the world. It goes against the haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Number 3, says Rabbeinu Bachai, we can't even fathom, and those are his words, the intense love that Avraham Avinu must have had for his son Yitzchak at that time. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, during the page. Avo be'inyin zesho ha'akeda. Hera Avram Avinu tokef ahavaso b'shem yisbarach. Choice of chazaka v'aza. He showed the unbelievable love. Because he says on line 4, v'anisoyin hazeh lo hoya kishar nisyonos. This wasn't like the other, according to most Rishonim, this was the 10th test. This wasn't like the first 9. Ein hateva yachol asovlo. We can't fathom. Okay, there's a famine. Hashem told me to come, I'm going to have to leave. The other ones, maybe we could fathom
Says Rabbeinu Bachai, we ain't kocha medame yocho v'chashvo. Even with our imagination, we can't comprehend what Avraham Avinu emotionally had to go through and had to overcome to be able to walk up that mountain with that ma'achelas. Sheyeh Adam Akar, Vizaki ben Meyashana, 100-year-old man, below Osher, ben Achas Mechabed. He has everything and he just yearns and desires. Leben, Betachlis Ataiva, I just want a child. Vaylo Ben Achar Yeyush, and he finally had a son. Hayaroi Lachshov Tokef Ha'ava, HaChazaka, imagine the love. And imagine after a year old. And imagine after 5 years old. And 10 years old. And imagine when he's 30 years old, you can already talk to him in learning, whatever learning was at that time. You can already talk to him in monotheism. He could talk to him about Hashem, the binding of souls that must have been the reality of Avram and Yitzchak, the connection that they had, the two of the Avos, the Chesed and the Gvura. Imagine how connected they were. And after 37 years, and Hashem says, end it. So he was going to undermine his entire life's work. He was going to undermine a famous promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was going to go against and somehow overcome the amount of love that he had. How did he do it? Explains Rav Dessler. Total hispatlus to the Ratzon Hashem. I don't understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it, and this is what I need to do. Mesiris Nefesh, total, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me to do it, I'm going to do it. Tami HaMitzvos, Sivas HaMitzvos, those are wonderful to help me to appreciate. But ultimately I do it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is the Ratzon Hashem. This is the Chiyuvim that I have. Rav Schechter writes from the Rav in Nefesh HaRav, the same idea, again, on a lesser level, happened in the days of the Korban. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, it's the Haftar for Parshas Bahar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, I have a great business deal for you. Your uncle's going to come, and I want you to invest in property. Anatot, it's right near, it's a little north of Yerushalayim. Great invest. You've been telling me for years that there's going to be a Korban. We're going to go into Galus, exile, no Jews, destruction, fire. Invest here. It's a great, great opportunity. It makes no sense. Yirmiyahu does what he's supposed to do, what he's asked to do. Because this is the Ratzon Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And this is what it says in Pirkei Avos. According to another of the Mefarshim, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Kol Shem Maisa Merubin Me Chachmaso. Chachmaso Miskayemes. How could you be Maisin more than your Chachma? You have to have Chachma in order to know what to do. Explains Rabbi Lau in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in Yachal Yisrael. Merubin Me Chachmaso, because it's not dependent on my Chachma. We live our lives as Nasa V'Nishma. We live our lives as Maisa Kodemus the Chachmaso. It's such a problem in every generation, including ours. Including ours, Rabbi Lau writes. That so many of us, you know, if we're feeling it, we'll do it. If I feel I'm in the zone, if I feel in the zone, then I'll do it, and I'm ready. But if I'm not feeling it, then I'm, no. I'll decide. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu asked for it, whether we're feeling in the zone or we're not feeling in the zone. Kodesh Maisa Merubin Mechachmaso. We do it because it's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Even if we don't understand it fully. I might have said this last year, I think 2 years ago maybe. Unbelievable story. Again, one of the heroes of our generation in a certain sense. Natan Sharansky. You know about his Tehillim. When he went into incarceration, when I was growing up, Rabbi Mendelsohn, Russian Jewry, that was a big, behind the iron curtain, trying to get them out. So he was one of the ones. He expressed he wanted to go to Israel. They threw him in jail. He didn't know anything yet. His wife, he had just gotten engaged. His wife gave him a Tehillim, a little Tehillim. He didn't know Hebrew. He didn't know anything. His wife gave him a Tehillim and said, take this Tehillim. So he takes the Tehillim. He doesn't know Hebrew. He doesn't know how to read. There's no Aleph Beis. But he's moser nefesh for that Tehillim. And he goes into solitary confinement for that Tehillim. and he does what he needs to do for that Tehillim. And he writes, I don't understand this fully. He's some type of super mathematical genius. He figured out Aleph Beis based on mathematical formulas, like how the letters look. I don't understand. But he said the first pasuk that clicked, that, as we say in Hebrew, Nafal HaAsimon, the first pasuk that clicked was, Gam ki elech begeitz amaves, lo ira raki atayimat. And he was moser nefesh for that Tehillim, even though he didn't understand what it was. There was something. Fast forward. About 10 years ago, a woman who teaches Tanakh in one of the schools in Israel posted that she had been online on a Friday afternoon in Yerushalayim in the bakery buying challahs. And all of a sudden, online in front of her, she sees this Sharansky right in front of her with his jacket and his hat. You ever see him? He's very unassuming. And she says, Mr. Sharansky! Wow! He's like, yeah. He says, I teach Tanakh. I teach Tehillim. I mention your story in the first class every time I mention, I teach. He reaches into his pocket and he takes out his Tehillim. And she says, you have it? You carry that wherever you go? And he says, no. I don't carry it. It carries me. Maisa merubah nechach masa. He didn't understand. But he knew he had the Siris Nefesh, he had it in him, the DNA of a Jew. The Akedah element. That's the first element that Yerushalayim reminds us of. And the Hakdasha of Yerushalayim has to do with Siris Nefesh, doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without fully understanding it. Number two. Second idea. Again, I'm not reading everything, but you feel free afterwards to read the Rabbi Lau. Second idea. Question. We know the Rambam comes up with the Yud Gimel Ikarei HaEmunah, the 13 tenets of faith. And probably if you would have asked us to come up with the 13 principles of faith that we could figure out, we probably could have come up with a lot of them. Hashem exists. Hashem wills the world. Every second, Hashem doesn't have a body. Schar V'onesh. Hashem knows everything, even Tchias HaMesim, no Mashiach. But number six on the list, which we'll get to in a second, but Hashem, source 19, number six on the list is Nevuah, prophecy. That there is an institution of prophecy. We're going to do 18 in a second, so just hold it all. There's an institution of prophecy, and the question is, what's so important about that being one of the Yisodos HaEmunah? That we have to believe in Nevuah. There are no Nevi'im today. There are no Nevi'im today that weren't surviving. Why is it so important to believe in the institution of prophets and prophecy? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand, we have to believe in his uniqueness because he's the one that gave us the Torah. And if you don't believe in the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, then you might not believe in the veracity and the truthfulness of every letter of the Torah. Okay, but Nevuah in general? Why is that so crucial and defining? Says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, source number 18. What happened by the Akedah? You know what the Akedah symbolizes for us, says the Rambam? Third line. V'ratza lahodienu, shekoma sheyire hanavi bimare hanavua, who emes v'yatziv, eitzel hanavi, lo yisupak bedover mimenu eslo klau. Avraham Avinu, when he heard the command, maybe he could have interpreted differently, maybe he could have understood it in a different way, and yet, he went up to kill his son. Hashem wanted him to understand it that way. If there was any doubt in his mind, he wouldn't have done it. The Akedah highlights for us the clarity of communication between Hashem and man. Because again, if there was any doubt, Hashem, Avram wouldn't have done it. Yes, all Nevi'im are different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the four differences that the Rambam writes. But even the other Nevi'im, they see through a vision, they see through a dream, they see when they're unconscious, but the message that they get is clear. And we see that in the Akedah as the most clear, most intense example of that idea, because if there was any doubt, Avraham Avinu wouldn't have done it. Let's see the Rambam's words. V'haraya al zeh.
This mine?
V'haraya al zeh. Hiskim Avram l'shchot b'no yechido. Asher av k'mo shetziva. V'yafo p'shoysa ha-mitzvah ahu b'chalom u'b'marah. It was in a vision. It was in a dream. V'lu haya neviyim misupakim b'chalom shal nevuah. If there was any doubt, he wouldn't have done it. The fact that he went up and did it teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man with clarity, with Nevi'im, with messages that they take with us. And that's the Yesod of Nevuah, that we learn and we understand that Hashem communicates with man in clear and definite ways. Unless we think this does not exist today, it's chai v'kayim even today. One of the most beautiful thoughts, yeah, who am I to say one of the most beautiful thoughts? A beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik mentions in Ish HaEmunah, such a powerful idea, in source number 20, where the Rav discusses, why was it that Dafka, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, at that time of history, did they create all the nuschos for tefillah? Shmona Esrei, Brachos, Kiddush, Havdalah. Everything was made right then. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Why Dafka did they create it? Says the Rav. Who were members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? The last Nevi'im were in that group. Chagai, Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevi'im. They knew that Nevuah was ending. They knew, what's the last word that Malachi says? Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe? And then what's the last, second last word word in Nevi'im? Hinei Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu Anavi. Lufnei Bo Yom Hashem. Eliyahu Anavi is going to give the next Nevuah. We're still waiting for the next one. It was Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. For the next 2,000 years, we're keeping the Torah. We're waiting for Eliyahu Anavi. They knew that Nevuah was ending. Says the Rav, they would not accept the tragic reality that there would be no communication between Hashem and his people. And therefore they said, if he will not communicate with us, we're going to communicate with him. And tefillah was a hemshech of nevuah. And the only difference between the two is who's the one that's talking. But it's both a conversation. Nevuah is Hashem to us. Tefillah is us to Hashem, but it's the same yesod. It's the same yesod of direct communication lines between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Let's read some of the Rav's words. On line 5, Klal Shel Davar, Tefillah v'Nevuah hein shtei hagdaros nirdafos. They're two similar synonyms. L'dusiach hanosei ofi shel bris beino Elokim v'ha'adam. It's what characterizes the covenant between us and Hashem. Achein kilas ha'tefillah nolda pa'osa shel mamish. Kshekilas ha'nevuah hidiyah l'kit says, Nevuah is ending. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, this will not end. We need to continue this. And that's why they created Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, says the Rav, it's the same experience. There's no difference between the tochen of Nevuah and Tefillah. The only difference is the direction. But it's the same conceptual idea. Skip down. He says what I just said outside. And look at line 21. Hein sirvu lihikana. They refuse to accept the umetzias is staris vachzaris, the tragic reality that would be no connection. V'lo nitnu l'dusiach b'eino alokim ba'adam l'staye. They didn't allow it to end. And that's what tefillah continues. Tefillah is a hemshech of nevuah. Second message of the Akedah is the clarity of communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and we're adding between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That yesod that we connect to each other. It's fascinating to think about. If there was a famous Unculus, I don't know how many famous Unculuses there are. I mean, many know a number of Unculuses, but probably in one of the top five, top ten, would be the Unculus of Parshas Bereishis. Where in Bereishis, the Chafetz Chaim talks about this 10 times in his Svarim, maybe more, where we have on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man and calls him a Nefesh Chaya, and he's called a Ruach Mimalala. A talking spirit. That's what Nefesh Chaya is. Ruach Mimalala, that's what defines us. And the Kuzari, that's what makes us unique. We're talkers. We have the ability to talk. Ruach Mimalala. Question. Man was created, and what's unique about him is that we are a talking spirit, Ruach Mimalala. Who was he supposed to talk to when he was created? He was the only one in the world. There wasn't even Isha yet, who later turned into Chava. He was created as a talking spirit to talk to who? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of who we are. When we were created, that was put into us. That essence. And there's a little diuk in a Gemara Masechta Shabbos that maybe hints to this as well. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Peites, where the Gemara discusses at a certain point in history, La'asa Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be upset at the Jews, and he's going to go to Avraham Avinu and say, Avraham, you have any defense? You have any defense to save Klai Yisrael, to save your people? And Avraham Avinu is going to say, sorry. Yimachwa Kedusha Shemecha. I can't think of any defense. And Hashem's going to go to Yaakov. Yaakov, what do you say? You have any defense? Sorry, Yimachwa Kedusha Shemecha. So, the only one left is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Yitzchak Avinu in Source 22, and says, your children have sinned. Banecha chatu. Yitzchak, your children have sinned. So first Yitzchak says, Ribbono shel Olam. Benivo banecha. What do you mean your children have sinned? They're just as much your children as they are my children. Right? It's like the spouse that goes to the other spouse. You know what your daughter just did? It's your daughter just like mine. Yeah, but it's not my genes. Right? So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your child just as much as mine. Fine. And then the ode, let's do a little math, says Yitzchak Avinu. How much could they have sinned? Kama chatu? Kama shalotu shaladam shivim shana? How long does the average person live? 70 years. Commissioner said a shivim shana. We'll start with 70. Okay. First 20 years, there's no punishment b'day shamayim. So we're down to 50. Right? We already took off 20. Dal esrin d'lo anashtar laya parshlu chamshin. We're down to 50. Next. Dal esrin v'chamisha d'lelusa. Take off another 25. Why? Because they're sleeping. It's a lot of sleep. But, you know, they're sleeping. You can't fault them for when they're sleeping. So we've gone from 70 to 50, and then 50 to 25. Okay. So now Yitzchak says, let's take off another half, 12 and a half, because they're involved with their basic human needs. Basic human needs. You can't fault them when they're doing their basic human needs. What would you put on the list of the basic human needs? What would you put on the list? I would put eating, drinking, bathroom. Be ready to sleep. So what else? What are other basic human needs? And Yitzchak says you can't fault them during their basic human needs. Eating, drinking, bathroom. That's what I would have put. That's on the list. 3 out of 4. What's on the list? Eating, drinking, bathroom, davening. Davening is on the list. Because that's a basic human need. And not only is it on the list, it's the first on the list. Look what he writes, line 8, Dal Tartis Yopapa, take off another 12 and a half. Ditzluye, Umechau, Udbeisakise. Davening and eating and bathroom. So there's only 12 and a half left. So Hashem, you can't handle 12 and a half years of sin. They live for 70 years. And if you can't handle that, you know what? I did the arcade, the case closed. And the Gemara ends that Yitzchak Avinu saved the day. But what do you see from here? That it's in us to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that clarity. Right, of course, the Reb Chaim that many know, that davening is defined as amida lefnei Hashem. We're connected in the deepest of ways. And that's Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu put that power into Yerushalayim of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clarity. And it's not only for Jews. Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us, to all nations. Because some of us, hopefully, live with that sense of direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connected with Him in the deepest of ways. And let's get to the third. The third and final aspect of Yerushalayim. There's a set of Sfarim in Eretz Yisrael, got the Chagim, the Be'er Miriam Sfarim, they come out from, I think, Haratzion. See, they write in one of the articles about the Akedah. There's another message, 26. Lekech nosaf shel sipur zeh, hu rachmei Hashem agdol amalam bo Yisrael, be'esha ha'me'achelos omedos al tzavarim. Another message of the Akedah is, throughout Jewish history, the knife, the Ma'achelos, has been raised above us, has been raised against us. And at the last moment, the Malach Hashem screams out, Al Tishlach Yotcha Elanar. Don't put the knife down. Rega Lefnesha Yitzchav Nishchat, Ba'atzav, V'libein L'doros Haba, Malchem Latz Hashem Al Amav. The third message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be with His people. And Hashem's love will never allow us to be totally lost and totally decimated. No matter how hopeless and how difficult a situation looks, the Akedah and Yerushalayim symbolizes for us. Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hanar. Don't let the knife go. Remember the Gemara, Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud. Chizkiyo HaMelech is lying on his deathbed. He didn't want to have a child because he sees his child was going to be Menashe HaMelech, the Rasha. The Rasha that was going to end up killing his own grandfather, Yeshayahu HaNavi. He doesn't want to have a child, and Yeshayahu HaNavi goes to him and says, you have to have a child, it's Misa Peruvu. He says, but I see what's going to happen. He says, but the Mitzvah, Yivoy L'Cholam Eved, you have to have a child, don't ask any questions. So what does Chizkiyahu say to Yeshayahu? Okay, how about you let me marry your daughter? Because then maybe the Zchus Avos, you know, maybe that'll help with the Gzeira. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, you can't change the Gzeira. And Chizkiyahu says, no. Kalei Nevuas Chavitzei, don't say that. Don't say that, Yeshayahu HaNavi. Right, you see line where it's underlined. Amar like Farnitzvah Lechad Zeira, Amar like Ben Amotz, Kalei Nevuas Chavitzei, don't say that. I have a Kabbalah from a base of Yava. Afilu cherev chadam unachas asavaro shaladam. Al yimnatz moman arachim. You never stop. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us rachmanis with a knife on the neck. There's no such thing as a gzera. That's eefsha. Because even when it looks dark for Am Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has always been there. In the national sense. Rachman al Islam, we've had our deal of sacrifices of karbanos and crusades and pogroms. But as Rav Yaakov Emden said 300 years ago, the greatest miracle in the history of the world is that Am Yisrael are still here. And he said that 300 years ago. The greatest miracle in the history of the world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that Am Yisrael is still here. Rav Soloveitchik writes, in Source 28, in Days of Deliverance, you think about the history of David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, so many stories that basically it was on the brink of extinction. The daughters of Lot, Yehuda and Tamar, Rus and Boaz, in all three of those stories, it looked hopeless. Right? The Benos Lot, forget it. Right? Everybody else died. Tamar, she was rejected. Yehuda wasn't giving her a chance. And Rus. And somehow, the Rav writes in all of those stories, the women specifically in those stories had the outlook that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yasser Lanu Nisim. They never gave up hope. They felt and lived Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hanar, that Hashem's going to come through in the end. And we even live this. Something interesting to think about. We just started with Shavuos HaMatan was this intense time period. We have the 3 weeks, and then the 9 days, and then Shavuot Shechalbo, and then Erev Tisha B'Av, and then Tisha B'Av. It's all getting more intense and more intense and more intense until Wednesday. Until when do we kind of start feeling a little bit, a little sense of relief? When is it? Let's not lie. Let's be truthful. When do we start feeling a little bit? Tisha B'Av afternoon. Tisha B'Av afternoon, not after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av afternoon, we're sitting on chairs, we're wearing tefillin. What's it? Tisha B'Av afternoon? Remember of Yochanan and Titus? If it was up to me, I'd make the 10th of Av, Tisha B'Av. Why? Because that's when the real burning started. That's when the real burning took place. When did the burning start? The afternoon of Tisha B'Av. And that's dafka when we start relaxing a little more. When the fire starts burning on the Beis HaMikdash, okay, looking forward to Shabbos Nachum. Right? What is that? Is that just like human frailty that we can't handle another day? Says Rav Soloveitchik, no, no, no. There's a Medrash quoted in Rashi and Tosfos, in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. What's it doing there? There's a story of Akiva Avaim. One of the Amoraim was amazing. Akiva Avaim, his father asked him for a drink, and he went to get his father a drink, and he goes right next to his father. He's about to give him the drink, and all of a sudden he realizes his father fell asleep. But he's right under his father's mouth. He doesn't want to wake his father up. He stays in this position, bent down, until his father woke up. Doesn't say how long that was. But it says, because he had such siyata d'shmaya in that moment, he had an amazing chiddush in a pasuk in Tehillim when he was in that spot, because he was doing such a mitzvah. Okay, and Rashi and Tosfos both quote this. What was the chiddush? It says, Mizmar la'asaf. Right, I forgot the exact lashon. Right, the whole parak of Dilma about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and it starts off with the words Mizmar La'asaf. The question is Mizmar La'asaf, Kina La'asaf, Mivoy Lei. A song for Asaf? It's terrible. There was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It should be a Kina, an elegy. What do you mean a song? So the Rashi and Tosfos both quote the Medrash, and Rav Soloveitchik embellishes on the Medrash. Up until the last moment on Tisha B'Av afternoon, nobody knew, even the Malachim did not know what the end of the story was going to be. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to take out his anger on who really deserved it? Who really deserved it? We did! Or was he going to take a mashko? Was he going to take a collateral, a security? He was going to take out his anger on the sticks and stones and bricks of the Beis HaMikdash instead of the ones who really deserved it. And up until the last moment, nobody was sure. And even the Malachim were crying and shaking. The second that Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan put the torch to the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden, Mizmar La'asaf, Hashem will never forsake us. Hashem has an eternal connection to Am Yisrael, and that will never be broken, no matter what we do. So ironically, at the moment that the fire starts, we start feeling better. And that's the nechama. That's the nechama we have afterwards, even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. But we realize we have our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will always be Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hanar. There will always be that message of Yerushalayim for us. Because throughout history, Hashem has always, even though at the time we can't see it, but right before it ends, Hashem says, Al Tishlach Yad Chelanar. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, so it's 30, and then we're going to wrap things up in 2 minutes. Right? Who could have imagined? Who could have imagined 3 years after a third of our nation was exterminated, that for the first time in 2,000 years we were able to have political independence and continue kibbutz galus into our own land? Think about it. How many Jews were there in 1850s? How many Jews were there in Eretz Yisrael? About 6,000. How many Jews were there in 1948? 600,000. How many Jews are there today? More than 6 million. It's unfathomable. After the Holocaust, this is the reality that we're able to live and to be zochet to be able to get on a plane, and to be next to the Kotel. Al tishlach yodcha el hanar. Kadosh Baruch Hu's eternal connection to Am Yisrael. So yes, Yerushalayim was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of heavenly reasons. Because Oro Shel Olam, and before the world was created, there was the Beis HaMikdash idea, and there was so much inherent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. But the Akedah injected an element that has a lasting impression forever. Number one, the unwavering commitment we have, Maisim Merubim Echachmasa, that we learn from Avram Avinu's Mesiris Nefesh of overcoming his ruining his life's work, his ruining the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the love that he had for Yitzchak, Maisam Ruben Mechachmasam, number one. Number two, the Akedah in Yerushalayim reminds us of the clarity of connection and communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. There was no sphakus in Avraham Avinu's mind. It was clear, and Tefillah takes that over in our day. Nevuah and Tefillah. And Kibesi Beis Tefillah Yikari L'Kol Ha'amim. And finally, the third idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu will never forsake us, no matter what we do. Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hanar. If you put these three all together, maybe it becomes one package. Because idea number one is Mitzideinu, what we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our commitment. Idea number three is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never forsakes us. And idea number two is the connection between us and the communication that we have. Every single moment, three times a day or whenever, we turn and connect it. And one final point. Why did Hashem keep it a secret? Where this place was? Nowhere in the Torah does it say the word Yerushalayim. The closest we get is Yireh and Shalem. The first place the word Yerushalayim appears is Yehoshua Perek Yud. That's it. It's not in the Torah. Why? Hamakom Asher Yivchar, it says in Re'eh. And the Gemara describes in Maseches Vachim, David HaMelech didn't even know where to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't zochah to build it, but at least to buy it. David HaMelech wanted to buy Ein Hitaim, and no, wrong. The Navi says, wrong spot. Why didn't Hashem just tell him? Right, Avraham Avinu saw a cloud. So explains the Slonim HaRebbe, explains the Nesiv HaShalom. On the last page, he has a kuntras called Haharuga Alecha, all about sichas that he has after the Holocaust. So he explains, we know Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell Avraham Avinu where Eretz Yisrael is. He says, go. Why? To create a yearning. To give him schar for every psiyo, psiya. Because when you don't see something and you yearn for it, then you desire it, that creates a love and you want to yearn more and more. And you want to yearn. And the more yearning there is, the more love there is, the more desire there is. And that's Yerushalayim as well. Eretz Yisrael on the macro, Yerushalayim on the micro. Hashem doesn't tell us because He wants us to yearn. He wants us to pine. He wants us to miss it. He wants us to realize there's something. Yerushalayim amdam tibaneh, kishayichzvu b'nei Yisrael v'tachlis hakosev, az sheyichonenu avoneh v'afarah. And we have to recognize its place in history and its place in our lives and its place in our tefillos. And the more we yearn,